Well, while we're talking about Russia, we should mention that the Washington-Moscow hotline of communication recently marked its 50th anniversary. Joining us to talk about the hotline is someone who celebrated that anniversary at Fort Detrick, where the Army maintains the link. Roald Sagdiev is a former advisor to Soviet President Mikhail Gorbachev. And Mr. Sagdiev, was there a specific event that led to the creation of the hotline?
I think the major trigger was a Cuban missile crisis. These 13 days, leaders of both countries had, nightmarish life, and they had to reach a decision which would satisfy both sides, eventually removed Russian nuclear rockets from Cuba. But communication was in a terrible situation. Some messages were carried by bicyclists to embassy. You know, all these indirect phone calls and so on.
Well, what was that line? It started out as a telegraph, right?
It started with the text messages originally. It was using combined routes, some of the ground-based cable, some going to satellite telecommunication. And eventually it was upgraded to, up-to-date technologically. So I think if necessary, they can have voice, even video or data.
But it uses satellite technology, so it's not just one cable that goes directly from Washington to Moscow.
No. In most cases, we are using standard commercial channels, but they are appropriately coded, so no one can intercept, no hacker can intervene.
And we think of, because of cartoons and movies, this hotline on each end as a red rotary phone. Is that accurate? Was it ever accurate?
I think the color of the phone is a particular choice of either side. I think it's only in the movie like that.
And where is the phone specifically? Can it be accessed from different places, or is it just the White House?
This center, which is in Fort Detrick, by internal classified channels, the conversation or message could be delivered to either White House, State Department, or Department of Defense.
Did you ever see it used, and do you remember what it was used for?
I can give you one completely different example. In early years of George W. Bush in White House, I was invited to one of the parties, and when I was introduced to president as a former Russian, he immediately reacted, "Oh, I just had a phone conversation with Vladimir." So it was my first observation how leaders could talk on phone.
And given the state of U.S.-Russian relations right now, do you think that President Obama and President Putin are using this phone right now?
I wish they should use it. I don't know what's happening, but I think right now they can talk directly in St. Petersburg. But I wish this phone line should be used practically on a daily basis by presidents.
Roald Sagdiev is a physics professor at the University of Maryland, College Park, was a former advisor to President Gorbachev. Roald Sagdiev, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for inviting.
And before we head to break, here is a famous use of the hotline in the movie Dr. Strangelove. Peter Sellers as U.S. President Merkin Muffley calling the Soviet premier.
Dmitry, why do you think I'm calling you? Just to say hello? Of course I like to speak to you. Of course I like to say hello. Not now, but anytime, Dmitry. I'm just calling up to tell you something terrible has happened. It's a friendly call. Of course it's a friendly call.
The great Peter Sellers. News is next, Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from Olin College of Engineering, working to educate the next generation of engineering innovators to solve the world's complex technical challenges. Olin.edu. And Lumosity.com, with web-based brain games created by neuroscientists to improve memory and attention. Learn more at Lumosity.com.